Joel Osteen Live is a production of Joel Osteen Ministries.
Welcome to Joel Osteen Live, here on Joel Osteen Radio.
I speak victory over you. I speak abundance over you. I speak restoration, vindication, health, wholeness, increase, the fullness of your destiny. In Jesus' name.
Your story of victory and success can give someone hope right now. Call and tell Joel your story at 888-777-9674, 888-777-9674. And now, here's Joel Osteen.
We are so glad to have you with us today. Looking forward to spending this hour with you, and hope you're having a great day, a great Thanksgiving season as well, and coming into this beautiful Christmas season. We're just excited to have you to be a part today, and I'm very honored and excited to have some friends with me as well. There's a new movie coming out on Netflix called Mary, about the life of Mary, the mother of Christ. It's really, really amazing, and I'm honored to be a part of it. And comes out on Netflix on December the 6th. It's something you guys are going to really want to watch. It's so inspiring. I've had the privilege of seeing it, and have the privilege today to have my friend Mary Allo with us. She's the producer of it. She has seen this thing through, an amazing woman. And we also have the young lady that plays Mary in the movie, and that's her name is Noah Cohen, and she's here with us as well. But guys, we're so honored to have you, and I'm so excited about the movie. Mary, you produced something really, really fantastic.
Well, thank you, Joel. I mean, we've known each other for a number of years now, and I think the testament of this movie coming out on Netflix and having you on board as well is a true testament of faith, of never giving up and getting this beautiful story out to the world.
Well, Mary, you are a lady I admire. You don't give up, because this was a long time in the making. You had to, you know, fight some hurdles and opposition, but boy, I admire your tenacity, and just, you know, you wanted to see this through in the right way. I remember we talked a couple times, because you could have probably done it in a simpler way, or, you know, less budget, not what you wanted, but you stuck with really what you wanted to get the film that you wanted.
I did, Joel. You know what was so important to me is I had some sort of calling, because I don't know why I had this calling, but it was so important to me to give what I feel is the voice here of her story that is really a breakthrough. You know, we are pre-birth and birth and young girl to a young woman, and her testament of being really such an amazing underdog against all odds to bring her son for mankind to us. And I just am so grateful that we get to be able to do this finally. And it was important to do this right. And along the way, had a lot of arrows on my back and spiritual warfare, which I know your followers will understand. When I do these other movies, I didn't have that type of journey, but on this one I did, and I assumed that was part of this testimony, to be able to say never give up and experience true faith.
Yeah,
that's what this was about.
That's so exciting. That's my guest, Mary Allo, and the new movie is called Mary. It's about the mother of Christ. It tells her story, like you said, Mary, just, you know, the humanity side of Mary. I love that part of it. And Mary, you've produced over 40 films. This one was special to you. What do you want people to, you know, they're going to watch on Netflix. It comes out December 6th. What are we going to see? What can we promise the people?
Well, first and foremost, there's three things here. I'm a woman and a person of faith and a movie producer. And what was important to me was that we have a very wide audience, because for us on the set, for me personally, faith is for everyone, right?
Yeah.
And if more people took that, I believe, and really believe that, I believe that the world would be filled with more love, and that's what we're looking for. But what was first and foremost is to be able to tell the story and really work with, you know, the writer worked, Timothy Michael Hayes worked with, you know, scholars every religious sector to get the sign off on it. Multiple scripts were done until he thought he got it right, and listening to what we thought was a representation, with the authenticity of that. But I feel like we wanted to make a great movie so that the youth of the world, in particular, had it had cultural influence, right?
Yeah.
So when they went to school, not just church, but in church, of course, too. But when they went to school, or when they're chatting with their friends or on social media, they can start to talk about, "Did you see this incredible movie about Mary and Joseph and Jesus, and the family and the journey that she went on?" I really believed in my heart for everybody that told me they knew Mary's story. It was really about the Immaculate Conception they knew, or the manger, or certain things that they knew, which of course are so vital to the story, but they didn't know so much. So this was for me important that they can walk away with saying, "I didn't know this was the journey, the hardship, the endurance, and what she experienced and her family." And also, we bring Joseph up a little more here too to understand
Yeah.
Joseph. And that was important so that the youth of the world and the families, everybody, they're talking about this, and it's a crossover. So instead of pushing it on people, I think it might inspire more people to delve into the scriptures, delve into historical research, and want to know more about the most iconic young woman in the world.
Yeah, that's so good, Mary. Mary, I've grown up in church, you know. I've known, been a pastor's kid, but I learned things about Mary, just as you were saying in the movie. I went back and researched it, and I thought, wow, I never knew that. But I love that there's so much research put into it that it brings out, more than we can just see. We're told a portion in the Bible, but, there's more that we can see as we research it. So it's really, really, really exciting. The movie's called Mary. You can watch it on Netflix. It's out this week. And we have the beautiful young woman that played Mary as well, Ms. Noah Cohen. I'm watching her here by Zoom. But Noah, it's great to be with you today.
Hey, Joel, it's great to be with you as well and your followers. I'm really excited.
We're excited. You did such a fantastic job. Well, I don't
Thank you.
know. Where do we start? Noah, what did you think when you were chosen for this? Or was it hard to
Oh.
play this role? Give me some insight.
Well, when I first got the news that I was chosen to play Mary, obviously I felt incredibly honored, but also a tremendous responsibility. I know that Mary holds such a central place in the hearts of millions of people around the world, and I wanted to make sure that I play her in a way that respects who she was. And so at first, that was a little intimidating, not gonna lie. But I think what was key for me to bringing her to life on screen was to find that balance between her divine role and her humanity. I wanted to make sure that I portray her in a way that a lot of people can relate to on a deeply human level. I wanted people to be able to get to know who Mary was as a person. And that was really important to me. And that was, a very central kind of place and in my heart when playing her.
That's amazing, Noah. You did a beautiful job. It's so inspiring and moving. Noah, was there any certain scene that sticks out, your favorite scene? I mean, there's so many exciting things, but I don't know. What stuck out? What
There's
was your
so
favorite?
many of them, but
Yeah.
I think there's a scene in the movie after Joseph finds out that Mary's pregnant, and he kind of saves her from the crowd that wants to stone her, and people are calling him and saying, "Stone her," and he kind of saves her and swoops her away. And then when they're hiding, they have this conversation when she's kind of defending herself right at the get-go and saying, "You probably don't believe me, but I am going to raise this child with love and honor and respect." And she's waiting for him to get up and leave. That's what she expects. And then he kind of surprises her when he's saying, "I was looking for you to tell you that I'm going to do this with you, and I don't care what anybody else says." And there's this twist right there in this moment, in the way Mary sees Joseph, and also in the way that she sees herself. She's not alone anymore. And from that point on, it's Mary and Joseph together. And I think this scene is just so powerful and it sticks out to me. And I think about that scene a lot. It's so beautiful.
It is a beautiful scene. I love that. We're speaking to Noah Cohen. She plays Mary in the new movie, Mary. It's on Netflix, and I hope you guys will take a look at it. I was blessed to be a part of it. Very, very small part, because I met Mary Allo, who produced the film and just made the thing happen. Now, Mary, I met, we were talking, we met way, way back, because you started this process probably back in 2010 or so. But man, your tenacity and just, I love the way it's happened.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'm just listening to Noah now, and I want to talk about faith, how it's there all along. You know, we did this wide scoping search for our Mary, and I initiated the casting, and our director, DJ Caruso, we sat side by side, but in modern times by Zoom, and started the process. And I had always wanted and thought, wouldn't it be great if our Mary was from Israel, or from the region, I should say, didn't, you know, from that area at least, for more authenticity. And I think, Noah, you were born and raised about an hour from where Miriam was.
That's right.
That's right. And so it made it really sing for us. And of course, it works in the film and the other casts that are from there. But we cast a wide net. And then she was, I have two stories on that. She was the very last person.
Wow.
And that's about keeping the faith, right?
Yeah.
And then DJ and I saw her and we talked to her and went, well, there she is. And then, of course, she had to put herself on tape and do the scenes, and that was it. But that's about faith, right? She was the very last
yeah.
one.
Wow.
You know? And there was one other story about that, that when I was on set for many, many years, I had this vision that I saw this desert and I was sort of standing higher up, looking down in these beautiful biblical buildings, but they were very distinct to me. And it was a set. And I had always had that vision all these years. And I remember the very last 2 minutes I went up these stairs. It was on a set called The Kingdom of Heaven. We were out in Morocco, and I still had not seen that set. But lo and behold, that very last minute I went up, it was in the dining room area, Noah, and I was saying goodbye to people. Everybody basically had left but the DP, the director, and just a few people. And at the last, literally last minute, I turned, and that was the vision. So I have to say, it's about the faith that's already in you.
Yeah.
It's already right there. So just keep that faith inside of you, because it's already before you.
Yeah, that's so good. I love that, Mary, that, you know, that God plants things in our spirit. Sometimes we don't see it, you know, if we'll stay faithful and keep believing, like you said. It may, you know, may not be this long for everybody, but you know, this was years in the making. But I love those times where you see the hand of God to know that you're right on track. But what, Noah, let me ask you again. So you were the last one. Have you played in a lot of movies? You're very, very well known, and especially over in Israel and all. But what made you want to try out for this one? What happened? Your agent call? How did it come about?
Well, first of all, I must say that when my agent called me and said, you need to do this taped audition, there's a project called Mary, I was like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. I was so sick the day I filmed those auditions.
Wow.
Seriously, I was so sick. I didn't even want to do it. Hated the takes that I sent, honestly. But I was like, you know what, let's just send them. I had no idea that it was a project at that scale. I had no idea that it was so big. And I just did it. I just sent it. And then the weeks went by and never heard from them. And I was like, okay, you know,
yeah.
Understandable. That's how it goes in the business. And then my agent calls again. And he was like, remember that you did those taped auditions a few weeks ago. So they want to schedule a Zoom meeting with you. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, sure. Do I need to prepare something? And he was like, no, nothing. Just make sure that you read the whole script. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, where I'm from back in Israel, that's something that's not normal. You know, you don't just get the script like that after you do just one taped audition. And that was very special. And I was like, okay, I'll make sure to do it. And I read the script and I absolutely loved it. And I think what was most interesting to me about it is the fact that for the first time that I've seen personally, the whole story is being told from Mary's perspective. It's her emotions, her fears that drives the narrative. I mean, it's entirely her story. She's not just a vessel for something that's so much greater than herself. It's truly about who she is. And that was so interesting to me, and that really got me into the whole vibe of the movie. And then when I got to finally talk to Mary and DJ, our director, and we had a little conversation about the film, I really understood that that's what they were going to do with it, and that's what they were trying to show to the world. And that just got me so excited. And at the end of the Zoom meeting, they were like, "Okay, well, we don't really see anybody else that could do it. So congratulations." I was like, "What? What did you say? What was that?" But that's how it happened. And as Mary said, it just when things align exactly the way they should, it's just really inspiring.
I'd like to say too, Joel, that, listen, everybody that's involved in this, in its own way, I believe have been chosen in their own way to be involved, whether it's me from the beginning of this journey, you, Joel, unwavering support through this journey to Noah and our Joseph Ito Taco and the rest of the cast, and including Netflix to have such a great outlet and platform that goes to 190 countries. Well, the outreach on this between that and Osteen and many others is incredible. It's worth the multiple drafts that our writer Timothy Michael Hayes did, and all of the scholars and different leaders in the religious sectors that were were interviewed and helped along the way.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, the film is called Mary. It comes out on Netflix this week, officially December 6th. But man, I hope you can get a chance to watch it, guys. I've seen the rough cut. I don't guess I've seen the final, but boy, it was so inspiring and moving. Victoria and I watched it together, but I know you're going to enjoy it and be blessed as well. Mary, what did you see in Noah? Being you said it was the last one, but what did you see?
Well, it's an interesting question. Actually, it's a good question when you're hiring an actress, right? A human being, modern day human being that today. First of all, as an actress, she's stunningly beautiful, but she translated that beauty on Inner Beauty when she did her role. We had no idea she was sick because her scenes were marvelous. I still have them, and I'll cherish those and keep them. But we didn't know, and I just knew. I literally went, there she is. And then, of course, speaking with her, I understood that she had that mix of intent and her own calling for this, and then being able to capture the kindness, the sweetness, the purity, somebody that even recognizes the purity of a lily to the moon, to the animals, to the people, to be able to bring that mix in her life. And Noah may not tell you, but I mean, just, we had to look behind the curtain here. And as beautiful as she is on the outside, she is on the inside. And while she's human, you can't make this up, Joel. She actually rescues and rehabilitate donkeys. And how many have you rehabilitated?
Well, the facility that I volunteer in, we have in our farm about 500 donkeys at the moment, I believe. We've had more, but
You've been doing that for years, right? A long time. So, I mean, I truly believe, as so many elements of this movie, where we ended up and where we are today, she was not just chosen by me and our director, but in a spiritual way as well.
Yeah, I love that. No, you got to tell me. I've never heard of rescuing donkeys. So in Israel, there's donkeys that are stray or what?
There are donkeys that are stray, but not just walking around Tel Aviv, obviously. But yeah, and mostly in southern Israel. It's called Starting Over. This is the name of the facilities. That is what we hope to give them a chance to start over, because they are used for labor in southern Israel. And so we rescue them and we rehabilitate them. And yeah, we really just want to give them a second chance
I
in life.
love that. I love that. Noah, talk to me just a minute. Of course, we all know the conflict that's going on in Israel and all the attacks. And, we obviously stand with Israel and pray. That's the foundation of our faith. But how has it affected you? Because you still live in Israel.
Yeah, I do. I do. I was born and raised there and I still live there. Obviously, the conflict is very hard for everyone. And what happens in Israel is a tragedy. And what happened on October 7th is a tragedy. And it is hard. As we live in Israel, we need to go down to the bomb shelters a few times a day because we're being bombed constantly and there are terror attacks constantly. And what happens in Gaza is truly a tragedy as well. Nobody likes it. Nobody enjoys it. We just want to get our hostages back and we just wish the war to end. That's it. And we just pray for better days.
Yeah, that's so good. Well, Mary, let me ask you again. So, Mary, what do you think when people watch your new film that comes out here this week? What do you want them to walk away with? I've seen it. I could give my answer, but what are you hoping for when you work so hard to make this, bring this vision to pass?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Joel. I really believe, first of all, to understand the most iconic woman in the world, I've said that earlier, the most famous woman in the world who has graced the cover of Life magazine and National Geographic so many times. And at Christmas, of course, everybody's thinking about her. And then, of course, on a religious basis, many people think and pray about her every day and with her. But this, to me, was to give her story, her voice, bring it to life. And her journey and understanding that first and foremost. The other is just the theme of courage. And, she was really bound by faith and but driven by courage, and driven. So bound by faith and driven by courage. And I really hope in these extraordinary times and the events that we see that often we can say are biblical, whether it's in the climate or in the world or in humans and animals, like go on and on, that in the world that we all live in as human beings, to really help, this movie helps, no matter where you live in the world, that it helps to inspire your own faith within you and keep the hope. To me, faith and hope go together. And also to pass it on, inspire others to keep theirs as well.
Mary, let's shift gears a tiny bit, but I know somebody's listening, and a lot of times I'll do this to people, but you're such a great example. What do you say to somebody that's, they got a dream, but it's been years? And again, if you just tuned in, Mary produced this film, but we were talking about it 15 years ago, and there were just some hiccups and things that didn't go. But one thing I can tell you about Mariello is she is determined. She is persistent. She's a woman of courage and faith. But I don't know, Mary, you got to speak to somebody that's listening and think, oh man, my dreams are dead, or my relationships or my health, I don't see how I can move on. But you know what? There's still a chance if you keep going forward, right?
Well, there is. Listen, to talk about this, Mary, we started in 2020. Mary's public domain. So, there was times I had to start over and over, and I thought, well, maybe I'm going to give up now, or maybe I just should just, there were many times about giving up in a big way. But if I can speak to the listeners out here, that anyone that has a dream or a hope or feels they have a calling. And by the way, callings aren't always easy, right? They can be hard, but what's important here is to remember to not give up. Mary did not give up. I, Mariello, did not give up. Our Blessed Mother did not give up. And against all odds. So, whatever you may be dealing with, and I'm talking to your listeners out there, no matter how dark the times are, how devastating it is, how small you might feel, you're not, because you're not alone. And remember that spiritual warfare is alive and well, especially when you're trying to do something and you are in your faith. Don't let anybody to ever try to take it away from you. Keep that faith inside of you. It's right there. It's inside of all of us. And just never, ever give up. But don't stop hoping either. And whatever it may be, that's the most important thing. If I can inspire anybody and your listeners here through this film and what Mary's journey is, that's what's most important to me. And I mean, I went on a tough journey, Joe, but I'm here now, aren't I?
Yeah.
We're at Netflix and we're speaking to you and we're able to bring this to the world. And that's what's most important. It's a testament to not giving up. I'm nobody special here. I'm just another human being. But if that's what's most important here in the darkest times,
Yeah.
Just keep that faith.
Yeah, that's so good, Mary. Man, that's fantastic, Mary. Well, guys, the film comes out December the 6th. It's called Mary. It's on Netflix. Noah is the young woman that plays Mary and does a beautiful job. Noah, just the last question. Now I'll give Mary Allo the last word. But Noah, what did you learn from the film? Did anything inspire you? Anything you take away? I'm sure after playing the role of Mary, you probably, you leave a little bit different. Any thoughts on that?
Well, before doing this role, I did know the broad strokes of Mary's story. Obviously, growing up in Israel, I knew it. But I never saw Mary the way that I did while preparing for this role and while playing her. Just getting the chance to portray her as the human that she was, as the young woman that she was, dealing with both the divine, but also the very human challenges that she had to deal with and that she had to face. That was so inspiring to me. And I truly hope that the people that are going to watch the movie will be able to see Mary in a whole new light, will be able to really relate to her on a deeply human level, just seeing her navigate through those challenges of life. That was just such a great opportunity. And I'm so, so grateful to have to just be able to do that with Mary and with DJ and the entire amazing cast.
Yeah.
Especially in times like this, I think we all need it.
You did a beautiful job. Fantastic. I loved watching it. So moving. Mary, you have the last word, and we're going to take some calls after this, but just anything you want to say to our listeners?
Sure. I mean, listen, I was, to the edge of the brink of giving up sometimes. And I remember standing outside in the rain when it does finally occasionally rain here in California, and underneath the moon and still there was the glimpse of the moon through the clouds and the rain and, asking God, can I keep going on to do this beautiful film and bring it to the world? And there were those times, but it's about keeping the faith. I feel as a movie producer, and that is my medium. That's what I do in life. And it's very impactful and powerful that there's a responsibility that I have to bring some of these stories to life and touch people's lives through that. And that's really what I hope. I hope when they finish their popcorn or finish watching with their family or just with their friends or by themselves, that they'll come out of this saying, wow, this was an incredible journey. What would Mary do? What would Mary do? WWMD. What would Mary do? And do as that is, we can do it too.
Yeah, that's so good. Guys, the film comes out this week. It's called Mary. It's on Netflix. They got Sir Anthony Hopkins in it as well, an amazing cast, and I was blessed to be a part of it. But Mary and Noah, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate you all.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you. God bless you, Joel. So grateful to you. Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you. Guys, that was perfect. Y'all were awesome. Couldn't have been any better.
You're not so bad yourself, Joel.
No, y'all made it easy. No, it's very inspiring. And Chuck will fix it up, any little bumps there. But I thought it was great, y'all. Couldn't have been any better.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you so much. God bless you. And guess what we get to do? We get to see you in person on December 8th. Noah's going to be out there. Ito's going to try to make it, or Joseph. I'll be there with you. And I can't wait to see you and Jim and Victoria and everybody. And I think we've got something special coming. I'm working on getting Anthony to get a big shout out. Tony, we call him Hopkins, to give a big shout out to you as well. And We couldn't be more excited about coming out to
Wow,
Houston.
that's so exciting. So we'll do like a 15-minute segment in the service, and I'll maybe show that 2-minute clip. But man, I can pick the what you guys just said. It'll be so easy, and it'll be very inspiring.
Cool.
It'll be a great segment. Church will love you, and it goes out way, way more online too. So that'll be fun.
Well, I'm so grateful, and Noah,
same here.
We'll be old friends by then.
Well, I am already.
I
and
know,
no,
already.
Noah's coming around there too.
All right. I'll see y'all December 8th.
All right. God bless. Thank you so much,
you
sir.
Bet.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye, Joel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.